Wish everybody could have singing like that. What wonderful singing. We don't appreciate it as much as we should. When I travel in other places, I realize how many wonderful blessings we have here at Henderson, and one of them is such wonderful singing. Just imagine what it's going to be like when all God's singers get home and we're able to sing in heaven. We've had a wonderful day so far. Two new babies here the first time this morning, baptism at the second service. Brittany was baptized at the second service, Brittany Crocker. And we're just so glad that each one of you is here tonight. Many of you are visiting with us. I'd like to ask you to do two things tonight. One, after the service is over. We usually try to make this service on Sunday night less than an hour, usually around 45 minutes or something like that. Before you leave tonight, take just two or three minutes. Find somebody who's sitting fairly near to you, maybe that you don't know who they are, and introduce yourself. Speak to our visitors particularly. One of the side benefits that we have, fringe benefits that we have in coming to worship God, our main purpose is to worship God, but it's being able to be with so many good people, and sometimes you don't know all of them. There are others you haven't met. Just introduce yourself and before you leave tonight. I'll try to talk to the preacher and have him to keep the sermon relatively short. And if we do that, you'll have time to spend a little time in fellowship, and that's important. The second thing I want you to do is to take a Bible if you have access to one. I think it's good to bring your Bible with you to the services of the church. A lot of the preaching that's done here, we just get into the Bible and look at some passages there, and it's good to have your Bible. It's good to have it for Bible study when we do that. Tonight I want you to take a Bible. You'll find one on the back of the pew maybe if you don't have one with you. And I want you to turn to the book of Nehemiah. We're going to be starting there in the sixth chapter where the reading was read a few minutes ago by Adam. We're going to be dealing mainly with the third chapter tonight. But I want us to look at some things, just really look at some things in a portion of the book of Nehemiah. During this year of 1999, our elders have as one of their goals trying to help us to revitalize our work and involve every member in the work in some way or another. And I appreciate the fact that they have that as one of their goals. I believe that's a part of shepherding the flock. And I know in a way that most of you don't have an opportunity to know that our elders are working many hours. They've put in many hours already and in the process right now of spending hours together and talking about these areas of work and trying to get them organized, in some ways reorganization, to make it possible for everybody to be involved. I appreciate the fact that they recently met with our deacons, talked with them about the work, and asked for suggestions. And there will be other things said that you'll be seeing in the bulletin on our elders' page, and you'll be seeing in other ways they'll be talking about the revitalization of our work. I believe, as I think about that, and think about this that the elders are using. By the way, here's about 10 pages that they're working on, trying to plug specific people in specific areas and be sure that the work is getting done and encouraging everybody to work. I believe I found something back in the book of Nehemiah that can help us in our thinking along that line. I'm trying to read through the Bible once each year, in addition to the other study that I try to do in preparation for Bible classes and sermons and so forth. This year, I'm reading through the New King James Version. A few weeks ago, I guess about 2 weeks ago, I was reading in the book of Nehemiah. I counted the pages in my New King James Version, and the number of pages in that version of the Bible was exactly 3 times 365. I don't have to tell you what idea I came up with. If I could read 3 pages every day, I can read the Bible through. And knowing myself and how I tend to forget sometimes, I try to stay a few pages ahead. And when I can, if I'm reading a book, I try to sit down maybe and read that whole book together at the same time, all the chapters together in one setting. But I was reading through the book of Nehemiah, and when I got to the third chapter, I noticed something said in that chapter over and over and over again. And that's where I got the subject that I announced in the bulletin and on the announcement sheet today, the subject of next to. I want to show you in just a minute how many times that's mentioned in the third chapter, but go with me first to the sixth chapter where he read a few minutes ago. And there is an amazing statement made in verse 15, and that is that they finished the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. 52 days. Most of the time, it would take us 52 days to talk about what we're going to do. And maybe they did that before. But the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days. And the next verse is rather interesting. Their enemies heard of it, and they really were concerned because they said they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Now back up with me to the fourth chapter. And I want you to look at verses 15, 16, and 17 for a minute, and it'll make that statement in the sixth chapter have even more meaning. Came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. In other words, they were working at a time when the enemies were trying to do everything that they can to could to discourage them. Everything that they could to keep them from rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And yet having to work like that, the idea was they worked with a tool in one hand and a weapon of defense in the other hand. They were operating in offense with one hand and defense with the other hand because of their enemies. And at times they even had some working and some watching what was going on with the enemies to be sure they were protected. And working under circumstances like that, they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Amazing. But I want to show you why I think they were able to do that in the third chapter. The third chapter starts out by saying, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priest, and they builded the sheep gate, and they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it, even to the tower of Meah, and they sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiel. Now, I want you just to keep your eyes peeled on the chapter for just a minute. Verse 2, and next unto. Verse 4, and next unto. And then in the middle of the verse, and next unto. And toward the latter part of the verse, and next unto. Three times in that verse. And in each of these cases, if you'll notice, it says, next unto him builded the men of Jericho. And I even missed a next to there in verse 2, another one. And next to them built someone else. And next to them they repaired something else. And next to them someone else was repairing something. The fifth verse, and next unto them. The seventh verse, and I may even miss some of these, and next unto them. The eighth verse, next unto him repaired. The ninth verse, and next unto them repaired. Verse 10, and next unto them repaired. Verse 12, and next unto him repaired. Verse 16, putting it in other words, after him, and it's used in the same sense of next to, after him repaired, and after him repaired, verse 17. Verse 18, after him repaired. Verse 19, and next to him repaired. Verse 20, after him, Baruch, the son of Zabbiah, earnestly repaired. Verse 21, after him repaired. Verse 22, after him. Verse 24, after him. Verse 27, 29, 30, 31. You got the idea? How many times did I say next to and after him? I'm not for sure. But the idea was that each person there in this project had a certain work that he was to do. And when you read all of these chapters here, you see the planning of it, and you see that when it was done, they brought these together and they closed the gaps. Each person, each group of people, in some instances, was working in one specific area. There was not anybody who tried to build all the wall around Jerusalem. There wasn't even any specific group among the children of Israel who said, the rest of you forget it and we'll build the wall. Every person was in his place next to, the next two after him on down the line, until they built the entire wall around the city of Jerusalem in 52 days. An amazing feat. And it was done basically by every person being in his appropriate place and not necessarily trying to do somebody else's job, but seeing that his job was done in the best way that he could do it. Next to, next to, next to. Now let's go back and analyze this just a little bit more. It's interesting. There were people of all different types of backgrounds involved in this building of the walls around Jerusalem. Notice, for example, in verse 1, that it was the high priest with his brethren, the priest. Oh, you would expect those who were the priests to be involved in building Jerusalem, getting it back to where they could worship God, being concerned about the walls around Jerusalem, and those who were the religious leaders were not afraid to get out there and do some manual labor. They were involved in building this particular gate that is talked about here. But then look on over at verse 8. The King James Version, from which I'm reading, says that there were some of the goldsmiths. And later on in the chapter, there were some of the apothecaries. One version translated that the perfumers. Well, whatever you call them, these are people who are talked about not by religious titles, but they're described for the kind of work that they were doing in the community. There were some people in the community that were goldsmiths. What happened when they were ready to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem? The goldsmiths took their part. And it describes the part that they built. What about the apothecaries? They took their part. Evidently, next to the goldsmiths, had the goldsmiths building here, and you got the apothecaries building over here. It's also interesting that some of the rulers were involved. Look at verse 9, the latter part of the verse. Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And down at verse 12, in another section, we have the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. He and his daughters were working together to build this part of the wall. And a little bit later on in the 14th verse, you have some other ruler, another ruler mentioned. In the 15th verse, another ruler. 16th verse, another ruler. Evidently, these were some that were ruling other sections of the community around Jerusalem or where the people were living. They didn't have these rulers standing by saying, we'll watch and we'll oversee. But this chapter says you've got the priest building here. You've got the goldsmiths building here. You've got the apothecaries building over here. And by the way, right on down the line, you've got those that are the rulers of half the city. They're out there building on this wall around Jerusalem, trying to see what they can get done. In verse 2, you have the word men mentioned in a setting that it appears that several of them were working together. And wouldn't you think that there were certain parts of the building of this, especially with the gates and the corners and so forth, that it would have been especially important for a group to work together? In fact, it is mentioned in one of the areas in the 17th verse, and the word under is not in the King James, but it's in the New King James and some other translations, that he says the Levites were working under. In other words, somebody had organized this group and put them together to do this specific work at this specific part of the wall. It's also interesting that in verse 12, as I mentioned a minute ago, that it says a man and his daughters were working together. They were working together as a family. Here's a man who was interested in helping to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem, but he even took his daughters out with him, and they were assisting him in building this part of the wall. A family working together, a man and his daughters. In verse 13, again, you have the plural they, but in verse 14, you have the singular pronoun he, which indicates that here's a section of the wall that one man was building by himself. And you analyze this, and the idea is that there were some sections that needed people working together, but there were some sections that one man could do. And so this one man took that as his responsibility. He didn't wait on somebody else. He didn't pass the buck to somebody else. He was building next to somebody else on either side of him, but he was building that part of the wall. It's interesting to note the different kinds of situations that existed among the children of Israel as they in 52 days built the walls of Jerusalem back. Had the priests, Levites working out there doing manual labor, getting these walls rebuilt? Had people who were of different occupations in the community working? You had families working together. You had some where there were groups working together. And you had some where there was just one man building. But the thing that impresses me as I read that chapter is that word next, those two words next to. Next to, here's a group working. Next to them, here's a man working. Next to them, here are the Levites working. Next to them, you've got the priest over here working. And it's also interesting that in some of these instances, it says that they built next to their house. More than once in the chapter when it mentions somebody building, it says he was building the section that was next to his house. Maybe didn't even have to leave where he lived. But there was still something for him to do. There was still a responsibility that he had. Right there next to his house, he was building and helping to get this wall. The overall project was to put the wall around Jerusalem. But here are some people who were able to work staying at home, right there next to their house. But they still were next to the ones working on this side and next to the ones working on this side. There were those who had some specific areas. There is mention made, for example, of the fish gate in verse 3. There is mention made of the tower of the furnaces in verse 11. Verse 20 and 21 has an unusual description. It says that they built from a certain point to a certain point. And I want you to look back and read along with me again in this chapter. And look at verse 11. It says they repaired the other piece. Verse 19 says they repaired another piece. Verse 20, the other piece. And by the way, the New King James Version translates that section. And if I were reading from it, verse 21 would say they repaired another section. Verse 24, another section. Verse 27, another section. Verse 30, another section. Nobody tried to do the whole thing. Nobody tried to build the entire wall around Jerusalem. What were they doing? They were building a section. They were repairing a section. And everybody had a responsibility for a section. And you know, when everybody built his own section and when they got through, the entire wall was built. There were those who were building over on this side who didn't even know what was going on over on that other side. I'm sure of that. And those rulers of half Jerusalem who were out there in a certain section building, they were rulers of the city, but they didn't know everything that was going on in the specific time that it was going on. They knew what the project was about. They knew where they fit in, and they knew how everybody needed to fit in. But the walls were put together, and the gaps were closed because every person built his own section. That's exactly what made it successful. And there is a verse a little bit later on that I think shows us exactly why they were successful. Look at the fourth chapter and verse 6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. That seems to be talking about the height of it. Look at the latter part of that verse. For the people had a mind to work. There's the key to it. The people had a mind to work. And you know, as I read that chapter, I noticed that I did not see one time somebody saying, I'd rather build that section over yonder that Brother So-and-so is building. I don't like this section over here. Can I have that section? There is not a word in that chapter that indicates that anybody complained about where he was building. Because they realized that they needed the walls built, and they realized that their enemies were trying to keep them from it, and they were ready to do everything that they could, each one in his own section and in his own place, doing what he could do. And when they got through and they joined it all together, they had the walls built in 52 days because everybody had a mind to work. Now, folks, in our local work here, as our elders continue to lead us in revitalization of our program, there are 10 pages here of general areas of work. Each of these pages is broken down in certain responsibilities. There are 6 on that page. I remember one has, there's 11 on that one. Another one has 10. And the idea that I believe is in the mind of our elders, and I support them and I agree with them completely, is that we've got to get everybody in his own section. Everybody doing what he can do. Some of us may be able to work at home like those did who built the wall right next to their house. There's some things you can do while you're at home that's important to our work. And there's no one of us in the congregation who's going to be able to do everything. In fact, I think sometimes that may be where we make mistakes. We try to dabble in so many things that we're not successful in anything. But if there can be somebody who's working in this area and somebody else who's working in this section and somebody else who's working in this section, and all of us have a mind to work, maybe not even waiting to be asked, but even asking to have a certain section of the wall, a certain section of the work, and to get involved. There will be some things that many of us can do that we may need to do as individuals. There are some things maybe I can do that nobody else can do just like that, but there are some things that you can do that I can't do. There are some people that you can contact and bring to Christ that I could never bring to Christ. There are some specific talents that are needed in the Lord's work that I don't have. But maybe there are some specific talents that I do have that I can use in my area when I'm working on my section of the Lord's work. But the success came about because everybody was in his place. And you just sort of get the idea as you read that chapter that everybody was working. Everybody was. Everybody in this section and next to him, somebody in this section, and next to him, somebody in this section. I'd really like to see us get to the point, and I think we're going fast to that point, that if somebody called the church office and said, I need this, that immediately we would say, you need to talk to and mention a certain member. They're in charge of that. They're building that section. They're working on that. You need to talk to them. And that everybody who comes in and places membership and becomes involved in our work, that immediately or sooner, that we find out which section that person fits in. Not expect our new members to do everything, but find out what their talents are and what their desires are, and as soon as we can, get them involved with the deacon maybe that's in charge of that certain work or somebody else who's in charge of that certain work, and get them busy in the Lord's work next to. Not trying to do it all, not trying to build the whole wall, but building that section next to. Folks, I don't believe we have even dreamed of what we can do in the Lord's work if we could get all of us in a section doing what he can do best, and then bringing all those sections together, joining the wall together, because we have a mind to work in building the walls of God's kingdom in the way that they ought to. It's amazing when you get back in the Bible how you have some of the best engineering thoughts and carpenter thoughts and blueprints of how to do things. We just go back and look at it and get busy doing the things that we ought to do. I challenge every one of us to have a mind to work, number one. And have a mind to work where he can do his best. Be ready to follow our elders as they lead us into getting all of us busy and doing the best that we can do in promoting the cause of Christ. We too can build some walls. And maybe even in 52 days. If we'll get us all together and working together and encouraging one another and each one doing what he can do in the Lord's service. But I guess the question I'd ask tonight is, are you on the team? Are you in the community? Are you where you can take a section of the wall? Are you where you can be counted on to do your part in the building? and the building up of God's kingdom. If you're not a Christian, you're not. And if you're an idle Christian, I-D-L-E Christian, you're really not. So I would encourage you to think about the need of becoming a Christian tonight, or being restored as a Christian, and being ready to get busy in the Lord's kingdom. That's what it's about. If you're not, come as together we stand and sing.
To its brink, 'tis the fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain open for all. There's a